kind of books we publish for our clients, Seth, we call them shooks. Shooks stand for short, helpful books.
Okay.
So they're books that are meant to be read about an hour. So they don't replace the traditional business book that's 200 or 300 pages. Those books tend to have, you know, maybe upwards of 100,000 words. A shook has about 12,000 to 15,000 words. So you can see the difference. But, you know, it's a real book. You know, it looks nice on a bookshelf. It feels good. So I believe the simplicity, the ease, the quickness of, you know, writing that is a heck of a lot easier for most people. And a lot of readers, myself included, appreciate short, focused information these days.
Welcome to the Small Business Storytellers, the show where we dive deep into the stories and secrets of businesses focused on not just making money, but making the world a better place. My name is Seth Silvers, and my passion is helping businesses grow that are making the world a better place. Every episode, you will hear from transformational leaders and business owners as we dive into what has helped them grow and what has helped them stay true to themselves along the way. Also, every week we are hosting live conversations with our guests in Fireside Chat, where we give you, the audience, the opportunity to ask them your burning questions. So make sure to join us live on Fireside Chat on your mobile device. Let's dive in. Hey everybody, welcome back to another episode of the Small Business Storytellers. Today we are talking about books, and not just any books. We're talking about bite-sized books. We're gonna dive into the world of nonfiction books, why it's beneficial for businesses, business owners to publish books, and really how they can do that in a strategic way through a really specific type of book. And to do that, to host that conversation, I have Mike Capuzzi, owner and founder of Bite Size Books, here with me, all the way from Pennsylvania. Mike, how are you doing today?
Seth, I'm doing great. Weather's not so nice here, but I'm doing well. Thank you.
Yeah, it's the weather here in Colorado is the last couple of days has been like blowing us away. It's just been so windy that it's miserable to go outside. So we've resorted to just looking at the mountains instead of going into them.
It's still not too bad though, right?
Yeah. I'll take the view. So Mike, I shared with you before we started this that I've gotten to know the publishing industry fairly well. I'm sure not as well as I could, but I've gotten to know it well enough in my business experience and gotten to help enough people with their books to see that there is a real opportunity for business owners to publish books, but also balancing that with the fact that most people that write books do not come out on the positive. It's a money suck. Like most books make zero money. And so before we kind of dive into what it is that you do, help me and our audience to understand kind of the like big picture of the book publishing industry and why for a lot of people they lose in the publishing industry and why it can actually be, there's a real opportunity here for a specific group of people.
Yeah, it's a great question, Seth. And we probably could talk the entire episode just on that question, but quickly, I would say the technology, like it's affected everything, has obviously affected the publishing industry. And now it's very simple within the last decade to self-publish a book. Amazon has made it even easier, right? Amazon KDP, Kindle Direct Publishing. So that's the first thing. It's within anyone's realm to self-publish a book. Now, the traditional publishers, which we are not a traditional publisher, we're more of a hybrid publisher. So we're not the big publishing company that pays you a contract and does all that kind of stuff. We work with clients, and essentially most of our clients, they're not even looking, Seth, to even make money selling their books, right? They're looking to their book to be an authority building device, a lead generation device, a sales tool. So, you know, they're happy to give it away to whoever they can, you know, to the proper audience, and give it away and make the money on the back end. So we can talk about that. But so, you know, the pitfalls are a lot of folks, you know, if they go the traditional route, it takes forever because you're working with a publisher that has a lot of other clients and the timeline's typically a year or so to do a book. And then there's a lot of requirements and a lot of structure.
That's if you get in the door. That's if you are one of the 200 proposals that agent saw that day that they decided to say yes to.
Meanwhile, you could have written self-published a couple of books in the time that you might get a book deal. But listen, I'm not poo-pooing that. There's definitely, you know, certain people with certain goals that route is the way to go. But I would say, you know, the self-published route, the hybrid publishing route, where you're working with someone to help you, you know, it just, it makes it a lot easier. And Seth, the beauty of this is, as we're going to talk about, is, I mean, you can literally change the world. And we'll talk about some ways today, but just the impact of books, it hasn't gone away. You know, there's still people saying, oh, books. No. People still buy books. People still read books. So books are still an appreciated way of getting information, and the right book can really make a big difference.
Tell me some stories, like give us some, you know, some case studies of some people that you've worked with, some businesses where the impact of their book has been substantial.
So I a couple show and tell items, right? So we got to do a little show and tell. So yep. here's one example. So this gentleman, Air Force fighter pilot. I don't know if he's active duty. He trains now for Air Force. So he's an Air Force fighter pilot, young guy. Met him now, I guess almost, I don't know, it's a year ago, 2 years ago. He's now published four books through us. And this particular book is called Single Seat Wisdom. So fighter pilots, the kind of jet he flies, I think it's an F-16. It's a single seat. It's just him in there. So he has a whole brand now called Single Seat Something. Single Seat Wisdom, and the reason I wanted to show this one to answer your question, is a compilation book, which means he's basically found, I forget, 25 other fighter pilots to contribute one chapter. He wrote a chapter, of course. So now it's a collection of fighter pilot stories, and it's all about, you know, the life advice these fighter pilots want to share with other potential fighter pilot kids coming up, you know, people who are interested, but also just, you know, folks in general. But here's where the impact is. Not only are the stories powerful, and really some of these stories are just amazing, he's raised a ton of money. His whole purpose, Seth, with this book was to donate 100% of the profits, which is now in the tens of thousands of dollars, to a childhood cancer foundation that is meaningful to him. He just emailed me yesterday, literally saying, this was volume one. Volume two is filled. So he's got another, it was 20. So it was 20 in the first, 20 in the second. And his goal is to raise $100,000. And this is a passion project. So that's one example of how a book, and these are short books. This one's a little bit longer, but our books we publish take about an hour to read. They're very focused. You know, my daughter, another one as far as impact. This is an elder law attorney here in Pennsylvania. You probably can't see it, but this is a short book on dementia. She is now, we're getting ready to publish her fourth book with us, two on Alzheimer's disease, the second one now on dementia. So two on dementia. And again, she has given away, in this case, she's given away thousands of copies of this book in her community because dementia and Alzheimer's disease is such a big thing, obviously. So again, the focus isn't on her selling books. It's on her giving helpful information in a book format. And then the last story I'll share very quickly, Seth, as far as just a huge impact, my daughter, when she was a senior, going into her senior year of high school. So the summer before her senior year, we were sitting around talking. I said, you should publish a book. We had just rescued our first dog. And I said, and she was working in a veterinarian's office. I said, why don't we publish this a book? A compilation book about dog rescues. So we got 26 people that rescued dogs. They each wrote a chapter. She did this. This was on July 4th. By Labor Day, the book was done. She raised $6,000 for the dog rescues. Wow. And was featured with one press release, was featured all over local media. It helped her get into the college of her choice. So long story short, there's a lot of ways a book can really have an impact. The key thing is getting it done.
Yeah, I love that. And so many people want to write a book. I've heard upwards some surveys that show, you know, 70, 80% of people think it would be great to write a book one day. Obviously, not that many people do it. Demystify for me and this isn't to say traditional publishing isn't a good move for some people.
Right.
But you and I both know that it's probably the 1% of the 1%. Who does traditional publishing work for, and kind of demystify it for some of the people that might be listening and say, I have a book idea. I want to write a book. You know, I'm going to go start pitching publishers, when in reality for most people, non-traditional publishing, maybe self-publishing route is probably a better option. Help us to understand that.
Yeah, another great question. So I'll give an example. Several years ago, probably 4 or 5 years ago, I'm not going to name names, but this woman is now all over TV. She's all over PBS. She's all over the place. But at the time, she's a medical doctor. And at the time, we were working together. We worked together for a couple of years. She knew she wanted to be bigger than just a local doctor. And she was building a nationwide presence slowly. And I remember talking to her. She was a consulting client at the time. And I remember telling her, you need to do these certain things. And she did. She found a publicist. She got a book deal. Long story short, Seth, again, she's got her own PBS specials. She is a couple of New York Times bestsellers. A person who likes that, like that, who has these grand just goals. You know, I want to be worldwide famous everywhere. I want to have this huge brand. Now she sells products. She's got all kinds of stuff. A traditional publishing route can do amazing things, mainly because of the clout of the publisher. Again, there's a lot of work involved when you're still going through a traditional publisher as far as the marketing, but the clout that's involved can be huge. So there's an example of, you know, where if somebody has that kind of dream. Now, ironically, we just got a new client this past week, very similar in the weight loss space. This particular woman has a growing business. And I talked to her and I told her, I said, listen, I see your future. Like, you need to go the traditional publishing route because she wants to build something big. But she has never published a book. She did a little ebook, and she thought the idea of publishing a short book would be a good step towards what she wants to ultimately gain, you know, where she ultimately wants to go. So I'd say anyone who has really, really big dreams, has the energy and the wherewithal to deal with all the stuff that's involved, the timeline. But, you know, there's been times I've thought about it myself. I've self-published 15 books, and there's times I think, well, geez, it'd be kind of cool. And then I sort of snap into reality and say, you know what?
The reality is with traditional publishing, that doesn't mean that you're not marketing your own book. And a lot of people think that. They're like, I'm going to get a publishing deal, and then they're going to go somewhere.
I sit back. Yeah. No. And that matter of fact, Seth, as you well know, then it's actually more on the onus of the, you know, because most folks now have a big social media following. The publishers are tapping into that. So they may not even accept you if you don't have a big social media following, big email list, etc. Yeah. But yeah, it's all on you.
Yeah. Yeah. That's really interesting. So let's talk about the business side, because a lot of our listeners are running businesses, or they're interested in running businesses. How can a book be a good tool for business acquisition? And I'm curious too, should business owners that are publishing, should we be thinking about, you know, how many $10 or $15 or $20 books should we be selling? Or like, how should we be thinking about monetizing the book?
I love it. So yes, I'm a huge proponent, obviously. I built a business around it. The kind of books we publish for our clients, Seth, we call them shooks. Shooks stand for short, helpful books. Okay. So they're books that are meant to be read about an hour. So they don't replace the traditional business book that's 200 or 300 pages. Those books tend to have, you know, maybe upwards of 100,000 words. A shook has about 12,000 to 15,000 words. So you can see the difference. But, you know, it's a real book. You know, it looks nice on a bookshelf. It feels good. So I believe the simplicity, the ease, the quickness of, you know, writing that is a heck of a lot easier for most people. And a lot of readers, myself included, appreciate short, focused information these days. So the way we recommend monetizing these types of books, Seth, is, yes, you can sell them on Amazon. We have a fair number of clients that have their shooks on Amazon. They have a worldwide audience, so that's the right route for them. A lot of our, you know, clients are doctors, local dentists, local doctors, insurance agents, and they want to just be what I call 5 mile famous. They just want to be famous in Fort Collins, for example. And we recommend, listen, don't focus on selling the books. Yes, you can try to sell them, but they're better off being in your office, you know, giving away. A very smart strategy is to find other like-minded business owners in your community, you know, that can put them up in their, you know, point of sale area. And, you know, the idea, Seth, is the book provides helpful information, right? It's in the title, short, helpful book. Helpful information on a very specific topic, for example, dementia. And then it provides very clear next steps for readers who are interested in what you have to say. So these are really, really very powerful marketing and sales tools. Most books don't do that. Most books sort of just put the information out there and leave it up to the reader to kind of guess what's next. Our shooks are very strategic in what we try to do for readers who are interested, which aren't all of them, but it gives interested readers a very specific pathway forward to get more information.
Yeah. I think that's great. And it's funny how, you know, this business card that I'm holding that's on my desk, I've had this for a few weeks. It's probably going to be thrown away soon. Yeah. There's a reason that there's a bunch of books behind me and that there's a bunch more books in boxes in our basement that honestly have been in boxes for the last 3 years. I say that because I will open them again and I will go through them again because I love books. Yeah. It's very hard to throw away a book. You almost feel guilty about it because you know that somebody's put a lot of time and effort into it. But a business card, you know, we have no problem throwing it away. So are you seeing a lot of your clients that are using a book to maybe start the conversation and then they're saying, okay, well, yeah, we didn't make a ton in book sales, but you know, we gave away 200 books and maybe we got, you know, five figure clients from that. Is that kind of what you're seeing?
Absolutely. So Seth, literally just before our interview today, I was on a, I'm a partner in a business that helps mattress retailers, independent mattress retailers. So, you know, Main Street type business owner. And I've been in this business for about 7 or 8 years now. And we helped a number of our clients in that business publish a book. Here's one of them. Sleep Better, right? You know, really obvious what it's about, right? This is a mattress retailer. Right? They're on every corner, right? But these are independent. And we were sharing stories today about how these mattress retailers are using their books. And one in particular, this gentleman here in particular, I mean, he goes through literally hundreds of copies every couple months, you know, at home shows, in his store. But he would just let everyone know today, Seth, he just shot an infomercial, a 30-minute TV show. It's a six-figure budget it cost him. To promote a new product line he's developing, a new type of mattress, et cetera. It's going to be on local TV. But his book, his shook, was front and center. Like the host of the show was holding it. They offered it throughout the show. And, you know, the point is people who are watching this, the next step in the process of watching the infomercial is to get the shook. They'll capture name and email and address and all that good stuff. They send it out and it continues that conversation, like you said. Yeah. And then, yes, the point is the shook offers the next step, which now means hopefully they become a customer,
right?
Buy a big mattress, you know, expensive mattress, et cetera.
Are you seeing most of your authors control distribution and, you know, maybe distribute it through their website or maybe a free plus shipping offer? Or are you seeing people that kind of say, you know, you can get it anywhere?
No, it's typically, I mean, if it's up on Amazon, you know, obviously anybody could buy it, those authors, but most of them are, like you said, book funnels in their stores, in their offices, when they go to events. Some of them are speakers, so they're speaking from the stage. They bring it to those types of events. But, you know, you're funny. It's funny you mentioned the business card because we always say, like, these are business cards on steroids.
Yeah.
You know, in lieu of a business card, you know, people hand out their books and that's what we teach our clients to do.
That's cool. If we kind of go back, how did you get into this? And I'm curious to when the moment was where the switch went off in your head, where you realized, oh, this could be a business or I'm going to do this as a business.
Yeah. Well, so if you want to hear that story, it starts with the fact that I actually have an engineering degree from Penn State. Okay. I did engineering for a number of years. Joined a small software company, an engineering software company that got very, very big. I traveled the world, met the woman who's now my wife. And in the late 90s, I left that company. But I learned marketing. Like I went from a technical role to a marketing role. So I've been, started my own marketing company in 1998. Did a lot of sort of big company marketing, but then started transitioning about 2005 to smaller, more medium, more Main Street type businesses. Published my first book, Seth, in 2007. Published my first client book in 2008. And just really, and I've always had it like you. I've got hundreds and hundreds of books right over here. I have a love of reading. And, you know, at the time didn't necessarily make the connection that the shorter book would be better, because the first couple of books we published weren't. But I quickly realized the power of a 1 hour conversation with an ideal prospect in the form of a book. That's powerful. Mm-hmm. It's not, you know, brochures won't do that.
Right.
Ebooks won't even do that.
And you're not going to get somebody to, if you send them an email and say, hey, will you read this 10,000 page document talking about my story? Not a chance.
No. But if you send a book, you know, autograph it, whatever, it makes it special. And you know, I, again, with my marketing background, with my engineering background, I sort of reformulated, you know, and the shook is a, like I said, you know, I'm an Italian, so I'm into food. It's a unique recipe. It's a very unique recipe. We have a very specific sequence of things that we put in these for clients, and they work well. They work very well.
Love it. That's great. From the business side, I'm curious to what are some of the main things that you are doing differently now than you maybe did in your first year of business, because simply you don't know what you don't know when you start your own business.
Well, there's probably a lot of answers there. I mean, I think anytime you first start out in business, Seth, you know, you have a lot of focus on things that maybe years later you realize weren't that important. So for example, I will never forget, it goes back to a business card story. I will never forget when I started my company, I incorporated it. And when I got those first business cards that said I was the president of this one person company, I thought that was I put so much energy in it. I thought it was so cool. The logo, you know, all the stuff that new business owners love to do. And, you know, in hindsight, it probably wasn't the most important thing. I think that the big change, and I said this on this call with these mattress retailers today, it's really about connections. I really did not value at that time. Now we're talking the 90s. The internet was happening, but it's obviously there was no social media back then. Connections are really important. You know, being connected, helping others helping you through connections. I just sent a couple emails today to a gentleman I had on my podcast yesterday, 76-year-old gentleman who I found on Podmatch, and he was on my podcast, and I just was made two email introductions to him today because I knew some people he could help. That's the thing I really, in hindsight, I wish I had known then, like build these connections. Mm.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it is so much about relationships and, you know, and not, you hear the phrase, like, it's not about what you know, it's about who you know. And I've even heard, you know, it's about who knows what you know. And, you know, there's kind of these different ideologies, but the power of relationships is so huge in business. I'm curious to, there's probably skeptics. There's probably people that see what you're doing and they don't necessarily think that it's worth their time. What do you say to listeners or business owners that kind of just think like, you know, I don't want to do it. A business book's not for me. I'm not going to get the return back. You know, if I spend thousands of dollars, you know, going through the process of getting this book out into the world, it's just not going to work for me.
Right. Well, again, I love the question, because not every business owner should write a business book like I'm describing. However, like this gentleman I was describing, the 75, 76-year-old, he's a composer. He's a musician. He wrote a book about a very famous song that he composed. And it was I call it a passion project. So there are some folks that have a past. Maybe something happened in their life. Maybe, you know, there's a story they want to share that has really no, quote, business message, but it's an important message for them to share. Maybe that's the kind of book they should publish. Not every business owner, you know, maybe a pizza shop owner, does he need to publish a shook? Maybe not. I could make the case, but I would say this. If you sell a product, if you market a product that requires the same explanation over and over, a book could be a great tool for you. If it's an in-depth conversation, if you have a unique way of doing something, maybe it's a dentist who does something in a special way, a book could, you know, make that a lot easier for you to spread that message. So, you know, I'd say I don't try to convince anyone to write a book. People come to us because they want to write a book. We just help them get it out and do it the way we do it. But, I mean, books have been around, Seth, as you know, hundreds, if not thousands of years. They're not going away. People appreciate them. So think about, you know, how you can leverage that media.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I think that's great. You mentioned this a little bit now, but like, who is the perfect person that if they're listening to this, they're like, man, I need to call Mike.
Well, someone who wants to either get that first book done. Our process takes about 8 to 12 weeks typically. So it's very quick. It's step by step. Every one of our clients works directly with me. That's part of the gig. So we do Zoom calls and we uncover a lot of things. But I would say any local business owner who wants to be seen differently, who really wants to stand out from the competition, right, like the mattress retailers I was describing, someone who has an important message to share, someone who has, you know, something unique to share, and who's really committed to doing, you know, I always want to work with people who are really committed to this concept of helping before selling, right? Like I said, we don't talk about dollars and cents of you selling your book. It's about how can you help first? Because if you can help enough people, the back end's going to work out itself.
Yeah. Yeah, it's interesting because, you know, being in the podcasting space, we're beginning to realize that three years ago, having a podcast was enough. You know, you were kind of set apart if you had a podcast, and it's different now. Now there's over 4 million podcasts, and sure, not all of those are consistent, but, there is probably more podcasts now that are very similar to the podcasts you're doing than there were a couple of years ago. Yeah. And so I think that the game's just changed a little bit for our industry of podcasting. And so one thing we're talking to clients often about is, there has to be an easy way. Like we kind of break it down to three steps. Like you have to have a consistent show. There's got to be an easy way for people to who are listening to your show to engage with you off of the show.
Yep.
And then you got to be getting your show in front of more people. And that can happen a variety of ways. But that middle piece of how do you get people off of your show? Mm-hmm. How do you get listeners to engage with you? That's the one thing that I think the majority of business podcasts out there don't have. And I think that this concept of a shook of, you know, this little book could be really, really valuable for a lot of people in the business, in the podcasting space that are producing any type of content. It might be YouTube, it might be whatever, but there's got to be that easy off ramp to where people can, with very little requirement, raise their hand and say, okay, I want more info. And I think your concept of a book could be a really good thing for that.
Yeah. I'll tell you that. I haven't had anyone do this yet, but I thought about doing it with my own podcast, which, you know, one of the book formats I've described a couple of times is this compilation book where it's essentially contributor chapter, makes it a lot quicker. You could take 15 podcast episodes and make a 15 chapter book. You know, maybe they're all similar, same type of focus, but, yeah, I mean, the beauty of podcasts, as you well know, is that there's a lot of ways to leverage that a lot of people don't do. I mean, they just put the podcast out there and it's there. You could easily turn that into a book if that's a format you wanted to do.
Yeah. Yeah. That's great. Well, Mike, this has been valuable. You know, a bite-sized conversation about the value of these bite-sized books. Where can people find you? And maybe what's something that you're just excited about in your business right now?
Well, I continue to get excited. I really do get jazzed and just meeting people. I've have a podcast. I'm a guest on podcast. I really do now. Like I love meeting people like yourself. That energizes me. So that's one thing I'm excited about. I just love meeting new people who are just smart and helping others. As far as learning more about me, Seth, my main website, my old one, is mikecapuzzi.com. As a matter of fact, I have a gift for your listeners, if that's okay with you.
Absolutely.
So I wrote a shook. It's a Amazon number one bestseller around the world, print and ebook. We have sold thousands and thousands of copies. Interestingly enough, it's called the 100 page book. It's 100 pages. You can read this online for free, along with another shook I wrote called the short book blueprint, which is a real step by step. Literally, I'm giving you the exact recipe we use for our clients.
Cool.
So if you go to mikecapuzzi.com/gifts, G-I-F-T-S, gifts, plural, you can just enter your name and email. Let me know you heard it on Seth's podcast, and we'll send you a link. You can read these books online. I'd recommend it. And then, you know, my publishing company is bitesizebooks.com.
Awesome. Well, to you listeners or watchers, however you're engaging with this content, we'll have the links to those in the show notes. And Again, encourage you all to go check out Mike and what he's doing, and also your podcast as well, which is called The Author Factor. Is that right?
Yeah, authorfactor.com.
Okay, wonderful. Mike, thank you so much for your time. We really appreciate it. And yeah, I'm looking forward to engaging with some of your books and checking them out.
Seth, thank you very much.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for listening to the Small Business Storytellers. If you've wanted to start a podcast and have been wondering if you can use podcasting to grow your business, but don't know where to start, I'd love to talk. Head to successwithstories.com/podcast to learn exactly how to launch, grow, and profit from a podcast for your business. Again, that is successwithstories.com/podcast. Thank you so much for listening. And if you like this episode, share it with someone you know who would also like it. If you want to be a guest on the podcast or know someone who would be a great guest on the show, let me know. Thank you, and we will see you next time on the Small Business Storytellers.